So here we go.
You better buckle up, Buttercup.
And a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
And you two will be awesome.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Who the hell are you?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Let's go, because if it were up to me, I would just play Born to Run right now and start my Friday and get out of here.
I'm with you, man. The weather warmed up. It was crappy this morning, but it's nice now. I'd like to be sitting on the back patio with a margarita in my hand and putting my feet up and listening to some Bob Marley or Jimmy Buffett.
Well, it's not margarita day today. It's National Pizza Pie Day, and maybe you just sit out back and order your favorite pizza and just chill.
I like that. I'll get me a pizza, and I'll drink beer instead of margarita. I'll do the margaritas tomorrow. I'll do the beer and pizza today. That's fine by me. I got no problem with that.
Actually, they call it National Pizza Party Day. It's a party.
Okay. It's a pizza party.
It's a pizza party.
Yeah, I had parties for my son. When it's a birthday, we'd have a pizza party for him. It'd be a lot of fun. What do you look? You look like you're crazy.
We lost the signal there for a second, but that's okay. We'll get it back. There's a lot of stuff going on today. You've got Guardians baseball later on. We'll have that game for you. Taking on the dreaded Detroit Tigers this evening. Your man Savali on the bump for the good guys.
Yeah, my guy. You see his earned run average? It's almost in double digits, man. He's terrible. Awful.
As are the rest of this pitching staff on this team right now. Yeah, only to be outdone by our great hitting and situational spots as well.
Well, what are the I'm looking at the standings. The Guardians are, what, 4.5 games behind the Twins, right? They're in third place now. Is that what it is? 4.5 back.
16-19.
Yeah, and the Tigers are 9 games out, and they've lost 2 straight. The Guardians have lost 3 straight. The good news, though, JT, that I just saw, I don't know if you got the it was either Barstool or whoever sent the lineup out for the Guardians tonight, and despite fouling that ball off his leg yesterday, x-rays must have been negative. Looks like Jose Ramirez is going to try and start tonight, play third base, and hit third for the Guardians against the Tigers.
You have to, because half of a Jose Ramirez is better than a full Ernie Clement.
Well, Ernie Clement is in the lineup tonight as well.
Unfortunately.
You ready? Let me give you the lineup real quick. All right, it just came down. And no Tito today. He's having a minor medical procedure that will keep him from the dugout today, but he should be back tomorrow, they're saying.
How about this guy's luck?
Maybe it was planned. Maybe it was part of his, you know, recovery from whatever he had done last year and whatnot. But DeMarlo Hale, who's back off the COVID list, he will manage tonight for Tito, and they're hoping to have Tito tomorrow. Your lineup tonight goes like this. Straw, Rosario, Ramirez, 1, 2, and 3.
How about Owen?
Owen. That's right. Owen Miller hitting fourth and playing first base tonight. Reyes, the human windmill, batting fifth at DH.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Oscar Mercado hitting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in right field. Yu Chang in the lineup tonight, hitting seventh at second base.
Yu Chang's back.
Man, woohoo! Look out, Tigers. Here we come. You better look out, because Chang's coming for you. Let's see. Chang batting seventh at second base. Ernie Clement, your guy that you're excited about, batting eighth in left field. And Austin Hedges behind the plate tonight, catching Aaron Savali.
Clement, 10 points higher in the batting average than Hedges. 169 versus 159. We got him right where we want him, Kenny.
You're too damn slow.
You remember the old, I think it was Mike Tyson. It was a Mike Tyson video game. Body blow, body blow, body blow. Knock his block off. That's like Franmil Reyes. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
You know he is on pace to set the new Major League Baseball record for most strikeouts in a season.
Got him right where we want him, Kenny.
Was it Mark Reynolds, I think, has the record at like 225. Adam Dunn at 223. He's on pace. The last time I did the math, he was on pace to strike out 233 times this year.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Where's Big Al when you need him?
Oh,
There he is. And then he'll mix in a walk. So that was his day at the ballpark. Four plate appearances, a walk, and three strikeouts for Ron Milray.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about five guys on our roster that were hitting above 300. Now we're down to one.
Who is it?
Andrés Giménez. Giménez? How do you pronounce his last name?
Jimenez.
Giménez?
Giménez?
Giménez? I would think it's Giménez.
Andrés Giménez. Yes?
That's the way I think I'd pronounce it.
Remember a caller last Friday said his name was Giménez.
I've heard both.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there, man. Guardians baseball tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7:10 first pitch. And if you've got nothing to do, it's a cheap night at the ballpark, right? You got Dollar Dogs tonight. And they've got fireworks, win or lose.
Oh, yeah,
there's
that's
a good
right.
thing after the game. Fireworks tonight. So an opportunity on a Friday night to go to the ballpark cheaply.
You know how smart they are, though, with those fireworks? Yeah. Have you ever been there for the fireworks? Have you ever stayed?
It's been a while, but yes, I've experienced it.
They barely now get over the scoreboard. So no more watching from outside the stadium. If you want to go see this thing, and it's a good ticket and it's a good deal, and you get more bang for your buck, literally. Yeah. Bang, get it? Bang for your buck?
Oh, yeah, fireworks. Boom.
The fireworks stay low, and it's really a great show.
It's been a while for me since I've seen it, but I will give them credit. I think if there were ratings for best fireworks show in Major League Baseball, the Guardians would be top three,
you're right. They were the Indians because, as far as we know, the Guardians have not had a fireworks night yet. So in the past, it was only the – well, the thing is we've never seen it at any other stadiums. But what they do is they include the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there's a big video montage, and it really is cool. It's a really neat thing.
Rock and Blast or whatever
Rock and
they call
Blast.
It, right?
Yes, it was.
Rock and Blast.
Thunder from the sky.
Thunder from the sky, AC. Speaking of Thunder from the sky, what happened to the Miami Heat last night?
Ooh, they got spanked, didn't they? My goodness, at home, too. So much for that South Beach flu for Boston. They're immune to it, man, because they almost won game one without two starters, and then they came back and spanked Miami last night.
Al Horford and the Fountain of Youth, Marcus Smart making guys break their ankles. I mean, it was unbelievable. I wanted to watch. And what happened to the NBA playoffs? Every game was close. Now they're all blowouts. I don't want to watch this crap.
I did not watch the game.
Why
I caught the highlights. Yeah, I have no interest in that series. I really don't. Boston and Miami, there's no team I want to watch, no player I want to watch. I will watch tonight with Luka Doncic in Dallas to see if they can even the series against Steph and Golden State.
I'll tell you what to watch. Watch the Boston Celtics. Watch them play defense. Root for the Celtics and hope that for whatever reason, Golden State gets into the finals so Boston can beat them. How's that?
I don't know who I would root for in that situation.
I'd root for Boston all day long. I can't take it anymore. And I told you, I don't know how many times, that if it weren't for the Warriors versus the Cavaliers, maybe we'd gravitate towards that team and like the way they play. They are too damn cocky. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. You are 100% correct. Every player on that team is so full of themselves. But you know what?
Yes!
It's not bragging if you can back it up. It's not cockiness
if
you can back it up. And they're backing it up, man. They're going for their fourth title.
Boston backs it up, too, but they play good defense. They're gritty. They're a good team. They play basketball, for whatever it's worth, what we think, old school-wise, the right way. It's team basketball. They spread the ball around. They're very tough. They play good defense. And it's kind of fun to watch, especially when you're seeing Tatum turn into a superstar right in front of your eyes.
But everything you just explained about Boston, Golden State does it. They play team basketball. They pass the ball around.
And they let you know about it, too. And it's just the
That's
dancing.
That's the only difference.
That mouthpiece. What do you want to do with that Steph mouthpiece? My goodness, I'm so sick of it. I thought it was over with.
It's not over. And you know what? This may be the second go-round of them winning 2 in 5 years or 3 in 6 years because they've got so many young players they're working into the mix with Jonathan Kuminga, Jonathan Wiseman. Those guys aren't even in the mix. Jordan Poole has come out of nowhere this year, a rebirth for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson's back healthy, and I hate Draymond Green as a player when you're playing against him, but you love him when he's on your team. That right now, JT, they went through one, I don't want to say dynasty, but they
it was, I guess, a dynasty.
Yeah. Yeah, it,
sure
was. Three championships in five tries. So yeah, so they had one dynasty run. They may be setting up to have another dynasty, or at least a mini dynasty run here with two in the next 3 or 4 years.
I think they would have won another one too if KD didn't blow out his Achilles.
Yeah, well, that made up for when they beat the Cavaliers in 2015 when Kyrie and Kevin Love went down.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. That's, you could say that, but I mean, still. I mean, that was a hell of a team, and they might – I'm not going to say they're better now than they were with Durant. They're never going to be better than they were with Durant. But they're good enough to make it through the West right now because LeBron James – oh, by the way, LeBron James back in the news again. He was tweeting out yesterday. He's never going to be too far away from the action. And isn't it amazing? He was tweeting out last night the things that he's finding wrong with these playoffs, the teams, the coaching, the officiating. So even while he's not playing, LeBron James finding a way to bitch about the playoffs.
Well, you know, he's on social media, and with his following, people are going to gravitate to it. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the most followed, forget athletes, one of the most followed individuals in the world of social media. And so when he speaks on social media, people respond positively, negatively, but guess what? They're responding, and that's what he wants. He wants to be. He's a diva. Always has been a diva.
Can't
now, he's
stand.
Earned the right to be a diva.
He
loves being in the public eye.
He can't stand being out of the public eye, and that's the thing. And when you've got millions of followers, I guess this is the way you make a stab at it, but it's amazing because if he's not playing, can he still get fined by talking about how bad the officiating is?
Great question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. That's a great question. That's, you know, I really don't know. Oh, you know what? Let's ask. Maybe Rex Walters will know. We've got him coming up today at 4:30. We'll see if he has any idea on that. Because I do not know. Like, if you're an NBA player and your team's season is over and you're watching a game and you bitch about the officiating, can they still dock you 15, 20, 25 grand for bitching about the officiating?
I would think they should.
Still representing the league, right?
Absolutely.
Conduct policy, right? The morals clause, whatever. And speaking of that, all right, perfect segue.
Nice.
Did you see the story that just came out today? Who did I get this one from? I got it from Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. NFL reportedly wants another meeting with Deshaun Watson, and some of his accusers will speak on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel on HBO Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. How about that?
That doesn't surprise me. I was following the story. They reissued or refreshed, I guess, is a better way of saying it, the story that appeared in Sports Illustrated. And I read the thing today, and it's as big as a book, man. And it's amazing. And you can take what you want out of what you read, and you can take it one or two different ways. And it's amazing when you read the whole story. One of the things it'll leave you with is the fact that Roger Goodell, I would not be surprised if Roger Goodell doesn't take any action. And it's amazing because the person representing the NFL is the prosecutor from New York, this Lisa Friel, I believe is her name.
Okay.
She's a prosecutor in New York, but in this instance, she's representing the NFL. And all she's worried about doing is protecting their image. And every time these women...
Well, no, she was picked by both sides.
Read the story. Every time these women speak, she picks them apart. She doesn't let them finish what they're saying, and she tries to, like, turn the, you know, it's what you normally see in a court of law. Now, we haven't seen too many court cases from what we haven't seen on a television show or whatever. But this is how things work, and we've, you know, it's amazing, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But in the long run, I would not be surprised. Here's the thing. The NFL, I don't believe, can make an accurate display on anything they want to do with Deshaun Watson as far as being suspended is concerned until they figure out what's going to happen with these civil suits. Because if they came out and they suspended him and then the civil suits are dropped or whatever, he's, you know, he beats them, I guess is the best way we can say it because we don't know the correct terminology. But let's say he's found innocent or not guilty or whatever the case is. How can the NFL suspend him?
because of the amount of publicity brought to the NFL in a negative light might be grounds for suspension based on the wording of the conduct policy.
How's it a negative light if he's not found guilty? You know, if he's found innocent or not guilty or whatever the verdict may be.
Right.
How is that bad light on the NFL? I would have to think, and in this instance, they would be happy with the idea of the fact that, hey, you're not going to accuse any of our players of something they may not have done.
And that's a fair argument. And that's the argument I would make if I were him and he was suspended and he's found innocent on all the charges and he still gets suspended. Hey, look, I'm innocent. Yeah, you might not be down with the way I do things in my private life and what my sex life is like. Same with Trevor Bauer. But if I'm innocent, how can you suspend me? How can you fine me if I am innocent of all charges? You just don't agree with how I do the extracurricular activities.
As tired as we are of talking about things, we have no idea what's going to happen. I have to believe that the NFL is probably thinking the very same thing. Let's get on with this thing, and let's figure out which way we can go. Now, I don't believe that the NFL's investigation would have anything to do with the court cases or the civil suits in Houston. But could the NFL, is the NFL big enough that they could maybe speed this thing along? Because as we know, if it's not done by a certain date, they're going to let the season go on and nothing's going to happen, right?
Yes and no. I was thinking that same thing and let this play out into 2023. But then I saw three different NFL reporters, reputable NFL reporters yesterday on Twitter, JT, say there's going to be a resolution to the Deshaun Watson thing before training camp starts on July 30th.
Well, I guess that's the best way to go about it then. And we find out by then, and training camp leaves July 30th, so that's fine. If we need to know between now and then, you've got one or two different situations now on your hand. Jacoby Brissett is your starter, and is there any way they open up the season with Baker Mayfield as their starting quarterback if he's healthy?
I'm going to steal something. I was doing errands this morning. I was listening to 92.3 The Fan. I'll give the guys credit. It was Jeff Phelps and Andy Baskin talking about it. And they took the complete opposite side. What if he's suspended for the entire year? Let's say Deshaun Watson gets suspended for the entire year. Does Baker Mayfield become your starting quarterback then if Watson is out for the entire season?
I just don't see it. If he doesn't play, he forfeits his money. If he sits out, he doesn't get paid, correct?
Correct.
He probably has enough money stored up that he wouldn't need it, but who's going to turn their back on $18, $19 million?
He hasn't made that much in 1 year, right?
No,
he's ever made.
Well, we don't know how much he made through all the advertising. We don't know that. I don't know how much he's worth. So, but the thing is this. He's not getting any progressive spots if he's not playing football, and he's probably not going to get them anyway. Until he signs with another team.
Right.
He's not going to have Baker Mayfield's house at Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Well, if he comes back and is the starting quarterback while Deshaun Watson's out for a year.
Does it have a rental sign in the front yard?
Yep. And it'll say DW on the rental house on the side
it is. Under, not commission. What is the term?
Under construction?
No, there's something. I don't know. There's something that they use in terminology for real estate. I don't know what it is.
I wonder about that. Like what if I'm going to watch this thing Tuesday night on HBO, right? I love that show, by the way. It's phenomenal.
What
the
show?
Research they do.
What is it?
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel on HBO.
Very good.
10 o'clock Tuesday night. That's where this will be on to this story I read. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch this and I want to see what these, how descriptive. And it may not be easy to watch or hear, but how descriptive these women are.
It is.
And he says everything, he did nothing wrong, and anything that happened was consensual. That's what he's standing by from everything I've read, at least, to this point,
right? First two women that spoke up, it happened, I believe, a year ago, March, okay? The Sports Illustrated story, it gives you a round-by-round everything that happened, according to the very first person, the very first woman who claimed, that he sexually harassed and or physically abused her. And then the second one comes up and says, hey, that sounds familiar.
Oh,
that sounds familiar. And those are the same types of things that I experienced. And then it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it makes me wonder a couple of things. You know, you start thinking about the Deshaun Watson thing, and you start thinking about, okay, well, if he was that bad a year ago, all of a sudden it just automatically stopped. I mean, if this guy is...
Well, because he's going to lose his livelihood. He needs to change his ways off the field. Ben Roethlisberger, same thing. He had two instances. He got suspended and never was an issue again. So maybe that gets your attention. And if you've dodged a bullet or got lucky in the court of law or whatever, you take advantage of that.
I want to say that leopard's not going to change that spot that quickly. And in 1 year's time, with that many people that are speaking up against you, I don't think you're going to stop. It's like... What are you going to do? Just stop cold turkey? You're going to stop smoking tomorrow? Some people do. I'm saying, you know, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But then again, maybe, just maybe it was consensual. And maybe he didn't do anything. We don't know. And the weird thing is this. We talked about it yesterday. Wouldn't it have been easier if they would have just passed on all this?
Yeah.
I mean, unless he's truly, really innocent. And you look at it and say, man, we're all in on this. But then again, if you're taking a page.
What do they know that we don't, right?
We don't know. And you would hope that they do know something, right?
Exactly.
And didn't just throw money to the wind, caution to the wind, and say, we're going to sign this guy regardless, and here's some money, and it's guaranteed money at that. Because if they're truly wanting to take a page out of the L.A. Rams playbook, we're all in on a franchise, elite-style quarterback going to take us to the promised land. But what if that guy never sees the field? What if he never sees the light of day? Well, maybe the commissioner came in and said, hey, look, that's not going to be the case. We know more than you know. We've been already putting out our investigation. Has been ongoing. And he is going to play again. You would have to think. They couldn't be dumb enough to say, well, we tried. We took a chance at it.
All right.
He gets suspended. We never get to see him play.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they viewed it this way? That it's worth it to them to roll the dice, take this gamble, even if he misses a full year because he's that good of a player. And yes, while we may not win the Super Bowl this year, we'll get him back next year. And that will still, you know, be worth it because he's a much better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Kenny, what are the guarantees you ever see him? I don't think there's 100% guarantee that you ever see him, even if he gets suspended. You think he could only be suspended a year? What if they do something like Trevor Bauer and suspend him for 2 years and he appeals and it still holds? I mean, you would have to think that they didn't go into this thing blindly, and maybe they talked to their own lawyers, and maybe they talked to the league and said, at the most, what is the most you would suspend him because the criminal element has been dropped, right?
Right.
This is only going to be civil. Even if he's found in contempt or whatever they call it and he has to pay this amount of money, is there any chance that he could still play or is he done?
Well, and here's the other thing maybe that factors in. How many of these civil suits is he found guilty on, right? Is he going to be found guilty on all 22 or none? Or is it going to be, there are some that are more, descriptive and there's more evidence versus, because I'm looking at this way. There might be all or nothing, right? It may be all 22 that he's got to pay out, or he doesn't have to pay anything, and then he's going to countersue for taking his name through the mud and everything, and they'll be liable.
That's a good point, because out of all the suits, what was it, 9 or 10 of them were criminal charges that were dropped? They're not all the same, right?
Correct. You are correct in that. Despite Watson being accused by 24 women of sexual misconduct or sexual assault during massage appointments and 22 of those women suing him, the Browns still traded for him. Where was it? It was in here. So I think the number was 10 criminal and counts against him, and none were upheld or taken to court to battle in court. So they're rolling the dice big time. And you talk about taking a gamble. They're taking a big, big gamble. They think it's worth it in the long run is the way they're looking at it possibly. We'll talk more about this. What else is going on this weekend, including the Preakness Stakes, how's Tiger doing at the PGA Championship, and much more. Stay with us.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.